And you can imagine what kind of back bend she's getting right now.
Yeah.
Oh, man, nice.
So she can tell me more toe or less toe.
Good.
And if she really wants to take it to the next level, she can grab her ankles. Really squeeze. You can't get a back bend like this yourself.
Hello and welcome to You Know the Place, the show that explores the Idaho businesses, groups, and locations you always drive by but never seem to visit. I'm Joel Wayne, and this is my co-host, Lacey LD Daly. Hi, dude.
Hey.
So what do we got this week?
Okay, this week, I think for the first handful of episodes, we've really focused on physical places, like that you physically drive by, mm-hmm. So brick and mortar stores and shops and stuff.
And a mix, I will say, a mix of brick and mortar retail shops and then some experiential.
Yeah, yeah, but all these places that you actually physically happen by.
Yeah.
And I think that's fine. I think that was kind of where the genesis of this came from,
sure.
Right? But in thinking about how we might extend our list and our reach, I'm wondering if we can apply the same thing to the digital world.
Ooh.
I think that instead of driving by, maybe you're scrolling through or clicking on a lot of these. And now online, they tend to be groups or classes or
sure.
gatherings. But I think that the same thing can exist there. And maybe some people, I mean, spend most of their time there rather than, you know, commuting to work. Maybe they work at home and they're scrolling the web.
I think that's a good point. And to be fair, that's so much of the way that people do window shopping or experience mm-hmm. different parts of life anyway, interact. Yeah. I think it makes sense
to shift some focus there.
Yeah, and we've talked a little bit about that.
I went ahead and I signed up for all those types of, sites and apps. I've got them all on my phone now. So there's Meetup. Even I was thinking Groupon, scrolling through there. A lot of times there's experiences on there.
They do.
And Facebook groups, too. They're out there. You just got to know how to look for them.
Sure.
So this week, I'm pulling something from the internet.
Okay.
It is a group called Boise Acro Yoga.
Okay.
And I have to be honest, this was on Meetup. I found them on Meetup and I joined, whatever that means, I joined their group. It was the pictures that got me.
Okay.
Acro yoga, you can only imagine. I believe it to be some challenging combination of acrobatics and yoga.
Are they dangling from the ceiling or something? Are there ropes involved?
I didn't see ropes in the ones that I looked at, but they're like propping each other up and contorting their bodies. Nothing that I could really fathom doing myself. I have no experience in yoga or acrobatics, but I thought maybe we could check it out.
Okay. We have, we say yes. That's what we do. Mm-hmm. We say yes. Mm-hmm. Are we going to be doing the yoga then?
Okay. So side note, I did decide to message one of the organizers.
Okay.
I didn't think it would be cool to just show up with all of our gear and crash the session.
Yeah, I think that's wise.
And it's actually not called a session. It's called a jam.
Sure.
Acro yoga jam.
Yeah.
His name was Michael, and he was super open to it. He was excited to have some newbies in the class, and he did say to come wearing active gear. So I don't know what that looks like for
we
you.
We might not be getting out of this then, I guess.
I'm pretty sure there will be some sort of yes.
Acro yoga, yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that'll look like.
I'll be in child's pose the whole time, I think.
I'm really good at corpse pose.
Yeah. Huh. Okay. Well, I'm excited. This is a little bit different for us. And I guess too, all these places meet somewhere, right? You know, as well. And so there are those times then too, where it's, you could see a group like this, you know?
I think in talking with Michael, he said that in the nicer months, they just do this in the park. So you could, just be strolling
by
with your dog or your baby and see it.
Yeah.
But in the winter months, they do have to kind of pay to rent some space for these meetups or these jams to happen.
Okay. So what's your central concern? This one's a little bit different.
It is. I think it's more about the inception of a group like this. How do you go about culling all of the acrobats and all of the yogis? That's what they're called, right?
Acro yogis.
Right.
Yogi bats.
Whoever takes interest in one or both of these things and go about creating a group like this. So it's more about the group. And I want to ask why they chose Meetup as their platform, because I even looked on Facebook and stuff and they don't have a group there.
Hmm.
So I'm just curious how that process works.
Sure.
Does that work?
Yeah.
Okay. Should we warm up first? Do some stretching?
Yeah.
I got to go get changed.
We really should. Let's go acro.
You just driving around like that these days?
Yeah.
Smells like Saturday in here.
I was just going to say, podcasting on a Saturday. ooh.
No.
Look at your chest.
Yeah.
Oh man, you look so fit.
Do I?
Yeah.
You got the patterned ones.
Yeah. So I was the first one here and I was like, is this the right place? Unfortunately, I just came from a brunch where I had a breakfast burrito.
You know what? I ate not long enough ago. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about that as I was driving down. I'm like, why do I feel so full? I feel like this is not the best time.
Mm-hmm. And I was going to try to skip like, coffee.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't know. Yeah, if I'm going to have like somebody's foot in my gut, I don't know if that's going to be good for anybody.
Maybe you're going to be the holder. You're going to be the bottom of the pyramid.
I do feel like I have to put a disclaimer and be like, listen, I might look little, but I weigh a lot more than you think I do. So I should probably just be like the bottom
you're
of something.
You're just sturdy.
Okay.
Let's acro yoga, even though neither of us really know what it is.
No, and I mean, honestly, I'm not even good at yoga. And I know I'm not good at acrobatics.
No, I get excited when they tell me to go to child's pose. Mm-hmm. Because that's a nice one.
That is a nice one. That one feels good. As far as acrobatics, I'd probably pull a Charlie horse if I tried, like, even a round off these days. Yeah, maybe we should go stretch.
All right, let's do that. Good with that.
All right.
Oh, thanks.
Hi, are you Lacey and Joel?
Yes, are you Michael?
Nice to meet you, Joel. Hi. Lacey,
nice to meet you. Michael, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Cool. Well,
I'm so glad you could make it.
Yes, I'm excited. It was coming up on my calendar.
Cool. All right.
Well, I'm also
nervous. Hopefully we get a good crowd.
Okay.
You never know, you know? I mean, 4 or 5 people RSVP on Meetup, or 5 tell me.
Sure, sure.
They're coming from Facebook, some country dancers say they're coming, so we should.
Okay.
I mean, hopefully we have 10 or 12, because that's like good energy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But you're getting involved, right? I see you're ready.
Oh, we got our active gear.
We put it on, you know, so.
I didn't want wearing jeans to be an excuse.
Yeah.
Okay.
We try to say yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Cool. Well, we'll get you upside down in the air today.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I hope I don't puke. So, we walked in, and it's essentially like you walk right into the dance studio.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no main kind of entryway or whatever. It's right into the kind of the wood floor and mirrors in the front front yard.
A couple side rooms off of it, but I guess your standard dance studio. I don't spend much time in them, but
yeah, I don't either. Neither of us really have a background in dance. Mm-hmm.
No, actually, well, that's a lie. I did do, you know.
Oh, I just made an assumption.
Yeah, no, I did ballet and jazz back in the day, and I was pretty dang good. It just wasn't really my style. Oh, so now he's taking off his socks, and that bothers me. But he's laying down mats. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't bring a mat.
I didn't say you had to bring your own. And I've got some water in the car in case I really work up a sweat. But
yeah.
We set our stuff down and take our shoes off, even though neither of us seem very keen on doing that. And we wait for a few more people to trickle in before Michael starts the class. It turns out nearly all of us are first-timers, so Michael gives a short introduction to acro yoga, including how each of us will act as a base, lying on your back, a flyer, usually on the feet of the base, or a spotter, basically making sure a flyer doesn't fall off the base and crack their skull.
So there's different positions as a base. The most common position, or the most common base, is what's called an L base. So I'm going to show you that real quick, and a couple drills that we can get started with, and then y'all can jump right in. So Jenny's gonna stand right here. I want her toes to be close enough that I can touch them with my fingertips. And I wanna put the soft part of my feet on her hip bones, okay? So when you're first doing this, her job as a flyer is to stay perfectly straight and to let herself fall. So there's no collapsing. So the best way to get started is just to do a few presses, right? Try to do it without hands. See how her hands are by her side? And you just go back up. But she's letting herself fall. She's trusting. Right? And you're just getting used to that motion. Right? So now to move into an actual L base, she's going to go up in the air. Your hand positions are such that one of the other instructors gave me like a real easy way to remember the hand position as a base. The thumbs kiss and come apart. I haven't quite figured out like something clever for the flyer, but the thumbs want to sort of be towards the wrist, right? So she's going to come in, right? and I'm just going to lift.
Now we did okay, that. Just to explain here, Michael is acting as the bass, lying on his back with the soles of his feet on Jenny's hip bones as she stands. He bends his legs, supporting her weight, and then straightens them as Jenny, the flyer, now becomes suspended over the top of him, arching her back so she's parallel to Michael. Think of that living room Superman move you might have done with one of your parents when you were a little kid. So, obviously, we have to get LD flying next, which she seems really excited about doing.
It's a very intimate thing.
What, do you feel like we keep going to these things that are a little bit intimate?
Yeah. Like, I'm going to have to really get to know somebody here. Mm-hmm. I just would like to reiterate how much of an introvert I am, and yeah. I question myself on a weekly basis why
you are
I
the co-host
decided.
Of this podcast. Come on, get in the mix.
Show off.
I just want to stand around.
I'm really heavy, okay? Just so you know.
So let me touch your toes.
All right.
So let's do just a couple presses.
Okay, so I just lean forward.
Uh huh. You just gotta trust.
I have to trust. Okay.
So you know those like, you know how corporations spend a lot of money on trust building exercises?
Yeah, this is just
they really should just have everyone in back.
Okay.
Right? See, you feel so light to me.
Oh my goodness. Ooh, I don't even know you, Michael, and I'm like really.
We're already friends, right? You're gonna blow up in the air.
No, not cup to cup. Okay.
Okay. So see how you're pushing arms forward?
Yeah. Don't do that.
Push down.
Yeah, of course. I just like planking in the air.
Yeah, see, because I want to give you pillars. That's my job.
Okay.
Is to be real strong.
Yeah.
But if you push my arms forward,
you
can imagine the muscles that's using.
Yeah.
I just don't have much strength.
No.
So now practice just arching your back
a little bit.
So now you're flying.
I'm flying.
So now I'm going to take away 2 feet.
No, you're not.
Just to be clear, this is the sound of Lacey flying over Michael. The sound is something, but I also encourage you to visit our site to see some of the pictures. They're breathtaking.
That wasn't too bad.
No, it's easy.
Yeah. Okay.
You didn't feel like you were going to throw up a little bit?
No, I was worried, though, like, if I was going to, like, spit into his mouth. My mouth is right above his mouth, and I had gum. How does one even practice this?
Just over and over.
You have really pretty eyes, Michael.
So I try a few more poses until Michael talks me into attempting a move where I'm completely upside down. Also, Joel is acting as a spotter here, so apologies if the sound is a little soft.
So now grab my ankles.
Oh, man, we're going down.
Uh-huh. Joel's right there. And you trust Joel.
Oh, I
kind
of
sometimes. Here we are. Here we are, dear.
You got my ankles. You're good.
Where?
You're upside down.
Oh,
me.
My God.
It's me, kiddo.
Oh, hey.
Good job, LD.
Okay.
So, I'll bring you back here.
Okay.
Right, so you can give me a hand.
Okay. Wow, guys. I did it.
LD finally comes in for a landing, and we chat with a few of the other acro yogis.
How long have you guys been doing this?
This is only my fourth. I don't know why you keep saying that.
No, you're a veteran at this point.
Oh, yeah, in Boise, probably.
Okay. Yeah. And what about you?
I've been doing it for about 2 years.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what got you into it?
I started training with some people when I lived in Colorado. There's a pretty strong circus arts community in Fort Collins and Boulder. And
can you explain circus arts real quick?
Circus arts would be including like various different kinds of acrobatics, like aerial hoop, which we would, you know, like
with the rope kind of attached to the
So there's like a rope coming down from the ceiling connected with a bolt to the ceiling, and there's kind of like a hula hoop size. It's called a lira, and you can do different aerial tricks with that. And so that's another circus art that I did a little bit of training in the same place. And so this, but what we're doing here is like, it's a combination of partner acrobatics and yoga.
We watch a few other people fly for another 10 or so minutes in poses with names like Straddle Throne, Flying Ninja, and Washing Machine before a few of the women ask if Joel will base for them. So down on his back he goes.
Can you do like this?
Good.
Lift me. Lift your arch up.
Can you straighten your legs? Do you have the flexibility? Maybe point, kind of. Give her a little more toe. Toes a little
more
bit.
Toe. Uh-huh.
So point your toes like you're standing on your toes.
Yeah, yeah. This is really different than the 10 step that I learned the other day. Okay. But it is heel toe.
I want to go down.
You want to do that a little bit?
How's that?
So there's, if you, Lacey?
Yes.
If you Google things acro yogis say,
okay,
you will hear all kinds of quotes that in any other context.
I mean, I've already heard about ninja stars and washing machines.
Ninja washing machines? Yeah. Stars.
So I'm trying to put it all together.
Can I take your socks off? You know, yes. All kinds of, all so kinds of fun t-shirt. Things. But if you Google things acro yogis say, you will see all kinds of.
We'll have to do that. This is interesting. Everything is very intimate in this setting. And you just kind of have to, like, touch the strangers and stuff. And that's weird.
Also, I can't
but you also have to trust them.
You really have to trust them. But I can't think of another time where you have your foot on, like, a stranger's foot. Like, kind of on your hip bone. It's a really strange.
You come on, Joel,
really
you can fly me.
What's that?
Really you can fly me.
Hold on.
My very first acro yoga pose, I was at the Chicago Acro Fest, and it was two gay guys teaching this class, and it was literally my very first experience with acro yoga, and they're like, okay, the first move we're going to learn today is called face to pelvic floor. And I've since learned that that's not the name of the pose. I think they just wanted to, like,
freak you out.
To, like, yeah. Not having body issues.
What was the move?
I'll show you. Joel, do you want to come base?
All right, well.
This one's easy for you to base.
Okay.
Jenny, do you mind spotting? So I'm going to be doing an inversion. Have you ever done yoga?
Yes, I have done yoga.
So you know how in
not
rage
good
you do this?
Yoga.
Right, you get this movement, or like some people call this a reverse tabletop. This is what you're going to do.
Okay.
I'm going to put my head between your legs. And you're going to squeeze. You're going to really squeeze my head between your legs. And I'm going to grab your shins and go upside down. Yeah, so you get in your reverse tabletop.
Like, you're assuming that I can do a reverse tabletop is the thing.
Yes, there we go.
Oh, yeah.
That's perfect.
Isn't that good? Isn't that really good?
Yeah.
90 degrees.
So you'll be right here.
Quick note to explain exactly what's going on here. I'm basically in a crab walk pose, and Michael positions his head so it's between my thighs, facing away from me. And then he does a handstand with his shoulders on my legs. It's a very strange position to be in with someone who was a stranger 15 minutes earlier. Oh, also, the drills we hear in the background are a private dance class in the next room.
Yeah, that looks good.
Does that look good?
Yeah.
Does that look sexy?
Yes.
Thank you. Me and Joel, we're best friends now.
Yeah, you are.
I just met the guy.
Then LD acts as a base and flies someone.
So you kiss your thumbs? Or
kiss my thumbs.
There you go.
It's so weird.
I'm
okay.
Worried about it.
I'm not.
Could do anything. Just
there you go, LD.
Good job.
I did it.
So
push your toes into my stomach a little.
That's what they say about more toe or less toe.
I also have size 5 feet. I wish I had bigger feet. Okay, we're going.
Ooh, we're slipping.
I did it. Is that good?
You did, okay. You did so good.
Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, what did I sign myself up for? Oh, I guess so.
And last, the grand finale. Joel does an inverted shoulder stand that does not go as planned.
You're standing on your shoulders.
Oh boy.
So grab my ankles.
No, I think he's not right now, not on this one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
Ready? One, two, three. Give me a little push.
Again, just to paint the picture here, Joel does a backward handstand over Michael, but something goes terribly wrong, and he ends up ear to ear, flyer to base, upside down with his shoulder on Michael's neck.
Oh, that's a modified version.
Yeah. I feel like I'm probably crushing your windpipe at some point.
It's a modified version, but it works. Do you want to go out?
Yeah, probably a good idea.
To round things out, we chat with Michael and Tara as the class breaks up. Tara is the woman we talked to earlier who had practiced some circus arts in Colorado.
So the tagline is, you know, guys, why lift weights when you can lift women?
Oh, yeah, that's gross.
That.
But we need guys.
Yeah. We should have John.
It's interesting because sometimes we have, like, all guys, mm-hmm. and then sometimes we have all girls. Mm-hmm. And if you know, if the community in Boise were just a little bit larger, we had a little more momentum,
right,
we'd have a better mix,
sure,
because guys feel more comfortable basing,
right,
and women feel more comfortable
totally
flying. So we're hoping to kind of just get some larger crowds.
So how, I know that like some of these are country dancers, but how did you meet up with them?
Yeah, so Jennifer, she's trying to sneak out. So I grew up in Idaho, moved to New York, became a salsa dancer, competed and performed, moved back to Idaho and picked up country dancing. And this lady over here, Jennifer, taught me to country dance. And in country dance, there's a lot of aerials, you know, high bird and, you know, things like that. So I think, you know, people say it's a blend of acrobatics and yoga. I actually think it's much closer to a dance, because a dance is, you know, is nonverbal communication. You have a leader and you have a follower. And the more advanced you get, the more nonverbal acro yoga becomes. So it's, to me, it's closer to a dance. And it, there's a lot of overlap with country dancing in particular, because country dancing, barroom country, has a lot of aerials and lifts.
Right. So did you, were you into yoga as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of yoga.
Prior to doing acro yoga?
Yeah, I've done a lot of yoga, a lot of dancing, a lot of weightlifting, a lot of martial arts. My only complaint with all those things is that they're largely solitary practices. Even dancing, it's like, would you like to dance? You dance, and so you say thank mm-hmm. you. Acro yoga is much more social because it requires a much greater degree of communication, both verbal and nonverbal. So I like it because it's a blend of all those things, but it's more social.
So then how do you, aside from knowing people from dancing, how do you get the word out? I mean, I found you on Meetup. I just joined
It's Meetup. Mostly Meetup and Facebook.
Okay.
Most of the people in the acro yoga community in Boise are from somewhere else. Because if you go anywhere else, acro yoga is like a big thing. And it's not particularly new, but it's just
You wouldn't have necessarily heard about it here. You would have heard about it somewhere else.
Yeah, it sort of recently gained steam.
Yeah.
And you said, so when it's nicer out, you guys just do this in parks?
Right. Yeah.
See, I think that'd be kind of nice to do it on the grass or in the, you know what I mean? There's something that feels a little bit more forgiving about that.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the kind of the traditional thing to do, and that's how most people elsewhere find out about it. So one thing that's cool about acro yoga is that everyone you meet is kind of like, by virtue of being there, adventurous.
It seems like it. Like, I get excited if I discover a new series on Netflix. I'm like, yeah. And you guys are like, maybe I can put fire in my routine. That gets me excited. But I guess, yeah, and if everybody's kind of involved in a few different things, the more people you have filtering in or out, the more opportunities you have to experiment or try new things.
Yeah, and the more experience you have in the room, the more comfortable you are, because you've got experienced spotters.
Sure.
It's really more about just, you know, making things happen.
So what is the goal then, would you say? I mean, you have these and you meet people and you get to just do stuff, but do you aspire to do performances? Is that the plan?
I started doing it for exercise because it's a workout.
Sure.
You gain a lot of strength and flexibility and balance from doing it. And it can be free and it's fun. Like, when I first started doing it, I just stopped working out and started doing that, and it didn't even feel like working out at all. I was just having such a good time.
So acro yogi is the term of the people who do this. Are they naturally, like, would you guys consider yourself naturally extroverts?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I'm definitely an extrovert.
Yeah, because this stuff kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies, and everything that you just described about those festivals, and not only are you meeting people, but then you have to, like, touch their feet and stuff. Like, man.
I'm as introverted as somebody comes. I'm a huge introvert. If I don't get 2 hours of alone time a day, I'm not a pleasant person. I'm a huge introvert. But this is good experience, obviously, you know, working on communication skills.
Absolutely.
One thing I like about the dance community, so salsa dancing, country swing dancing, et cetera, is that if you go up and you ask a lady to dance, she hears, do you want to dance? You dance, and you say thank you, and you say goodbye. Whereas if you're in a club or a bar scene, and you say, hey, do you want to dance? You know, there's
implications.
There are implications, right? In acro yoga, it's really kind of, it's similar in the sense that, like, you're very intimate, but there aren't implications. And it's freeing in that respect. Mm-hmm. You know?
I'm going to take off.
Cool. Yeah, well, thank you so much.
Very nice to finally meet you.
Yeah, likewise.
That was
some high-flying...
High flying yoga. Thoughts?
Thoughts.
Things that may strike you?
You know, that was the fastest we've ever gone into something. I just naturally have my walls up. So I have my walls up towards him, towards everybody else in that group.
Oh,
I have no idea what their experience level is, and I don't want to be judged. I'm wearing like yoga pants, and I don't like to wear those in public. So I'm just like a ball of nerves, and then I'm forced out of my comfort zone. But it was really nice. And honestly, by the end of those 2 hours, I felt like I was really close to those people.
Well, and the time, yeah, it went by so fast. Mm-hmm. And it's weird because I feel like you were not the only one who had the walls up, too. I mean, when we were first kind of chatting, you know, and we're in there and recording and everything, nobody was chatting or anything like mm-hmm. that. But then by the time that you had tried it, and then suddenly I'm, you know, the base, and I'm flying these strangers that I don't know, you know, they were suddenly like, no, try that. Hey, try that.
No, you should.
You should get up and try that. I'm like, why would I do that?
You don't even know me.
I don't know you. I do have a fair amount of Michael's head sweat between my legs, which is not something I would have anticipated.
No, you really didn't have that on your radar today coming in there.
No, not at all. But
do you have any regrets?
No, I don't.
And we said yes to everything.
We said yes.
We both based and flew.
Yeah.
Look at us.
High five.
That was good.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Back in the studio. No longer in yoga pants.
Sans yoga pants.
Yeah. Wearing jeans. We're not, you know.
I mean, I like them. Don't get me wrong. They're comfortable. But again, not something that I choose to wear out in public.
Right. Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I wear those running tights, which is kind of what I was wearing that day. But I'm not one of those people who just wears running tights and nothing else.
Thank you for that.
It's running tights and shorts over the top.
Right. So, as it should be.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm a proper young lad.
You are wearing a cardigan today.
So initial impressions.
Initial impressions, I think I covered a lot of it in the truck immediately mm-hmm. after, but even afterwards, things to report, believe it or not, my hip bones were sore after that for like the rest of that weekend and a little bit into the beginning week. I don't think I've ever had so much.
Like the front yes. part, like where
the bone, okay. like I felt like I might've walked into a countertop or something on both sides.
Interesting.
But I have no regrets. I think it was worth it. I actually did enjoy myself and I went home and immediately tried to fly my partner and vice versa. So look what I learned. And I am by no means a pro and probably shouldn't be doing that. Very worried about putting her right through the window.
Yeah.
But I think that that's evidence that I enjoyed myself, right?
Yeah. I feel like any time you go to those places, your first thought is, I'm the newest one here. Like, I don't belong here. Everybody else here is a professional. And then you're right. We were in there, and even the people who were kind of like the old hats at it,
right,
were not. They were like, he was like super. Michael up front was like, I am not an instructor.
Right.
That's why we call this a jam. We just kind of go through and do this.
Yeah.
So it was kind of nice to have the barriers break down a little bit, and as the class went on, and be able to realize that we were all very new.
Yes, very new.
So. So what about your central concern?
My central concern was, it was kind of about the inception of the group. I think I wanted to know specifically why they chose Meetup as their platform. And I'm not sure I actually got exactly the answer to that question. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a group like this and why it has to exist online. And I think that I can draw my own conclusion to that after going to the Boise Acro Yoga Meetup, especially because Michael and a few other of the women there mentioned how the acro yoga scene in Boise just isn't big enough quite yet.
Mm-hmm.
And almost everybody in Boise that knows about acro yoga is from somewhere else.
Yeah.
So it makes sense to me that it has to exist digitally before anybody wants to put like a financial commitment into having a space or a team or something like that. Like they're in the very infancy of this group and they're trying to grow it. So I think it makes sense that it would exist in an online forum like this.
Yeah, I think so too. It's made up of people who are not from here. It's almost like people who don't and can't take community for granted. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? They're either new here or they're returning here. And so they don't have the same type of community. So they're creating one. It also struck me a little bit as kind of dating for friends. You know what I mean? It's like, totally. it's like a dating app, you know, or something like that.
I think the stakes are inherently lower in these groups. There's something a little more fluid about them than something that is, I don't know, has an official place that you go to at an official time. I think
it feels like a group text or something like that. You know what I mean? Like between like six friends and you show up or you don't.
Exactly. Okay, so I distilled my final takeaways into like three little nuggets. One, and this is pertaining to acro yoga, that group and that meetup in particular. Would I have stumbled upon something like this on my own? And the answer is absolutely not. Even if I were passing by and saw it in a park.
You wouldn't walk over
there. No, oh my God, my curiosity would only take me so far as to Google like what the heck those people are doing with their bodies, but never would I have ever thought that I would partake in that. Did I enjoy myself? Strangers and bare feet aside, yes. I felt so bonded to those people. And it's so funny because just two hours before that, I was like intimidated by them and almost fearful a little bit.
Yeah.
And I almost felt more, not more bonded with them, but like we had this shared experience and I felt something with them that I don't always get over a shared cup of coffee or a beer with a very close friend. You know, it was something different than that. And I think if for that reason alone, like I did enjoy myself.
Yeah.
But it was still weird.
It's physical trust.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not, you know, even if you're meeting, I think that's a good way of putting it, meeting somebody for a beer or coffee, you're putting trust in a friend if you're having kind of more of an intimate conversation or personal conversation. But it is different, right? It's a different.
So different.
Yeah.
And honestly, so my third thing was, would I do it again? And actually, maybe. And a little backstory about me, I'm the type of person that will decline any invitation to do any sort of group exercise class or workout thing. Like the idea of like sweating and exerting myself in front of a group of strangers like has absolutely no appeal to me.
Yeah.
But after going through something like this, it made me start to think, no, I'm not going to go join those boot camp classes. But, you know, maybe it's less about, I don't know, worrying about what people are thinking about you. And it's more about going through this thing together and how you feel at the end of it. And since I already feel like I had that at acro yoga, I might do it again. Probably not, though. Don't hold me to it.
Well, I think, I tend to agree with you. I tend to be about the same, I think. And that's my kind of final takeaway. I felt like I was in high demand there, which was really strange. It's a strange position to be in. So, yeah, it's one of those situations where it's like, it's kind of nice to be
needed.
It's nice to be needed. Even though I don't know if I was necessarily very good at it and I couldn't keep my legs straight, but.
Yeah, we got to work on your flexibility.
Yeah, I know.
That worried me.
I know. So.
That's all I got.
Yeah.
Well, we did that.
Now this makes me, I just realized this makes me think we need to go do, speaking of different ones, different meetups in the park.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go walk across the grassy field and join the LARPing group.
No.
Okay.
You Know the Place is a podcast brought to you by Boise State Public Radio. Our music is James Dean Kindle and the Eastern Oregon Playboys. Our website is youknowtheplacepodcast.com.